Madness. Never knew your name on Vectis Radio. FM 104.6 and online. I'm Tom Jackson. I'm joined by James and Judith, and we have been talking wacky news for the past hour now. It's 5 minutes to three, and it's gone so quickly. There is Older and Wiser up next, but to round us off, we've got one last story, and it's still with a space theme. We talked earlier about the Black Arrow on the island, and we were going to talk about NASA's helicopter that they're sending to Mars.
Yes.
Yes, so NASA are sending a remote-controlled helicopter to Mars.
Yeah.
And so the US Space Agency are packing this kind of helicopter thing in with their next Mars rover,
yeah,
which is set to launch in 2020.
Yeah.
And so, like, the aim is to test heavier-than-air flight. I don't know what that means, to be honest. I put a quote in, but I don't know what it means.
Heavier-than-air.
Well, heavier-than-air.
I mean, I know that the Mars atmosphere is much, much lighter than the Earth's. It's sort of, the density's about a hundredth or something like that. So the it's got to whir, the rotors have got to whir so much quicker.
It's got to work harder.
Yeah, it's got to work harder. And what I want to know is, how are they going to test that? I suppose what they're going to do, Tom,
yep,
is that they are going to create a vacuum, or almost a perfect vacuum.
I imagine so, but
perhaps a Dyson, in which they rotate these blades just to test that they work and they don't go spinning off, killing any local Martians.
Yeah, because the craft is apparently too far away to fly with, like, a radio controller, like you would any other thing. So apparently it's going to fly on its own.
Yes, wow. Well, it's got to, hasn't it? Because, of course, the speed of light means that between here and Mars, I think a signal takes light minutes. No, I think it takes 90 minutes or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
So they can't radio control it from the Earth.
Can I ask a stupid question?
Well, why are they doing it?
The helicopter's not going by itself, is it? Will it go in another craft
then
be released?
So, like, a rocket
will
take it to Mars and then it'll be plonked on the Martian surface.
And then
they'll
operate it from the rocket.
Then,
or monitor it from the rocket?
I think they'll monitor it from Earth. They'll send a rocket with nobody in it to Mars.
Okay.
They'll drop it on the surface and then turn it on and it will just go and explore.
I think it's a good idea because those Mars rovers can't get very far, can
they?
That's
true.
One did get stuck
in the dust a few years ago and broke.
They're a bit like those old men who sort of drive across the downs. They sort of go at about 2 miles an hour and very,
are we
very
subtly
slow
linking Mr. Gowan again?
Yeah. But why do we want a helicopter on Mars?
Well, it's just because when the craft has landed, you don't sort of have to then take samples from just one little place. Hop around and do things all over the planet.
So do you think we could get a little robot in the helicopter to take the samples?
Oh, that would be nice. Yes,
I don't know.
A bit like Elon Musk's pilot.
Like
Before the news, Tom has done this wonderful thing.
I mean, he's
been incredibly brave. He has tweeted Elon Musk.
I have tweeted at Elon Musk.
This is where we need your help at home,
please,
because it's already been retweeted by somebody in Melbourne, which I find magnificent. We're trying to get Elon Musk to do a phone-in with us here at Vectis Radio, and we actually think we've got this sort of lucky feeling, but we need a lot of luck and we need a lot of help. And what you've got to do at home, please, is retweet.
Yeah. Please.
Yes, please. And
yes,
a phone-in would be great. A phone-in would be great, or if he wants to sort of drop in by some marvellous rocket device or something, that would be great too.
He's going to just beam in from space.
Very welcome in the studio.
Yes.
So go to @VectisRadio, look at our last tweet, which is praying that Elon will talk to us, and please retweet it.
Yes, so that's twitter.com/VectisRadio. Please give it some love, and hopefully we'll get a reply.
We've got Older and Wiser coming up now, haven't we?
Yes, and to take us there, here's some Bryan Adams.